Visual aids. In everyday life, we come across audiovisual aids all the time. Road signs, posters, visual displays, TV programs, illustrations. They are powerful tools that can add value to your presentation. Imagine standing in front of a group trying to describe something they have never seen or heard before. It's difficult, sometimes impossible, to convey new ideas and unfamiliar information using words alone. For words to have meaning, they need to relate to personal experiences or known concrete objectives. Visual aids overcome this problem by providing a vivid and instant picture that the audience can relate to. There are many advantages to using audiovisual aids. They arouse interest, relieve boredom and mental fatigue, provide a focal point, increase attention span and concentration levels, they reduce talking time, facilitate perception, add variety, provide an accurate impression of the concept or idea, and supplement description and assisting in explanation. They also illustrate relationships, simplify the complicated material, stimulate the imagination and encourage deeper thought from the audience, consolidate what has been learned, and promote memory retention. However, it is important to select appropriate audiovisual aids and not to use them just for the sake of it. Visual aids don't make a presentation. In fact, many presentations don't even need visual aids at all. What makes visual aids effective? They best work when they are used to supplement or reinforce your explanation and to help you overcome the limits of language. They should provide a shared experience that you cannot convey vividly and realistically using words alone. As the saying goes, a picture paints a thousand words. They also work best when everyone can see and read them easily. Check that your visual aids are readable by standing at the back of the room. Audiovisual aids need to be large enough for your audience to be able to see them with ease and should display the minimum amount of detail. Cluttered or busy audiovisual aids only serve to confuse and distract. They must therefore be used with care and consideration. Make sure that yours enhance the message rather than detract from it, and are always attractive to the eye, colourful, clear to read or hear, concise and uncluttered, consistent in appearance, and neatly and carefully produced. If using a flip chart, a drawing can be made in pencil first and in pen later. If you need to leave the projector on for long periods, consider using a dark background with text in white or light colours. This reduces glare and is therefore easier on the eyes. Tips and techniques. Here are some tips and techniques for using audiovisual aids effectively. General tips. Maintain eye contact with your audience. Be careful not to get in the way of the audience's vision. When writing, use lowercase as this is more easy to read unless your writing is extremely poor. Save capitals for titles or emphasis. Ensure text is large enough to be read easily from the back of the room. Maintain good contrast, dark on light or vice versa, so that the material shows up well. Remember, some of your audience may be colourblind, and that the colours red and green are the most commonly confused. Keep words to a sensible minimum, maximum 7 words to a line and 7 lines to a page. Position key material centrally. Illustrate one key point only per audiovisual aid. Use colour variety, underlining, emboldening and boxing for emphasis. Avoid using more than three different fonts. Number your visuals for easy identification and assemble in correct order before use. Check all equipment before use. The more technical and complicated it is, the more likely things can go wrong. Ensure you are thoroughly familiar and competent in using the equipment, including remote controls. If in doubt, ask for technical help. Too many different types of aids in one presentation will be difficult for you to coordinate and may distract your audience. Avoid using too many visuals, as these will overload and tire your audience. Flip charts. Check stand for stability and adjust the height if necessary. Consider using a flip chart with squared paper to help with layout. Ensure that you have enough paper, keep a spare pad and a good supply of working pens. If you are also using a whiteboard, only use dry wipe pens to avoid nasty mistakes. If you want to draw complicated diagrams or a chart, draw the outline in pencil beforehand. Your audience can't see your template and you'll amaze them with your artistic skills. Only write in points and not full sentences. And don't hug the flip chart stand for moral support. Use paper to mask information and expose it gradually. Blue tack works well for this. Use pencil notes in the corner of the flip chart to remind you of key points. Your audience will not be able to read what you have written, and your notes will give you confidence that nothing will be forgotten. Fold the corner or the flip chart or add a tab so that you can turn to particular pages quickly. If you're right-handed, position the flip chart to your left to make it easier to write on, and vice versa. When you've finished discussing what's on the flip chart, turn over to a clean sheet of paper so that your audience is not distracted. PowerPoint. Investing in a radio-controlled rather than an infrared remote mouse is helpful. This allows you to walk around the room and change slides easily. Print your presentation in outline view so that you know which slide is coming next. You can then easily move between slides if necessary. Beware of adding too many bells and whistles. Only use a slide to add value, not to show off your PowerPoint expertise. Avoid standard clip art. If you wish to add the visual element, buy a CD-ROM of clip art and customise a picture. Allow 10 times the amount of time you think you will need to produce one slide. Whiteboards. Write, then turn and face your audience. Always plan what you intend to write. Don't allow the board to become a scribbling pad. Where possible, stand to the side of the board when writing. Consider using magnetic material for variety and added interest. If your whiteboard is on a stand, you can prepare some material in advance and flip it over to save time. Use only dry wipe pens. If you accidentally use permanent pen on your whiteboard, remove it using methylated spirit or write over the mistake with a dry wipe pen, then wipe the cloth with a board rubber. Invest in an electronic whiteboard if you can. This will enable you to produce A4 copies of whatever has been written on the board. To ensure your lines are straight on the board, Move your feet as you draw. Check lighting, shadows, and glare. Video. Try to show films in the morning rather than during the graveyard shift after lunch. If you need to comment at a particular point, pause the film rather than talking over it. When using film clips, note counter stop start points and ensure the counter is at zero when you start the film. Viewing may be better if the lighting is slightly dimmed. And remember that any commercially produced film may not be 100% suitable or relevant for your audience. Select from it what you need if this is the case. However, a well-chosen film can greatly enhance a presentation. Handouts. Reinforce the message by summarising your presentation on a handout and not just a copy of your slides. Workbooks and manuals. Support materials should be simple to follow and inviting. This type of material can be useful to keep audience attention and for them to retain the information provided. However, you need to be careful that they do not become a distraction during the presentation.